Sorry, they tore it up like Goldberg.
Good morning. This is shared as part of the series from Kol Dayanus on Inyonim of Chosh Mishpat. Today, I would like to discuss a very interesting, relevant topic, but we'll bring it out with a story. Reuven was going down the street, and he saw a 50-pound note in the middle of the road. He picks it up, and he announces, "Whose is this? Whose is this?" Obviously, he's a little bit ignorant about how you're supposed to do Hashal Saveta. And he doesn't realize, Odom B'mashmash B'kisik Ol Shol, they really, he's allowed to keep it. And he intends, Reuven thinks, I'm going to try and trace the owner and give it back. Shimon, a little bit more knowledgeable, comes along and says to Reuven, "Show it here, let me see it." So Reuven passes it over to Shimon. Shimon says, "Right, I'm going to be kind of it with Mashiach," and he runs Daladamas down the street. And then Levi comes to Shimon and says, "Pass it here a minute." Shimon passes it over to Levi, and Levi said, "You're not koina with Mashicha, because Mashicha is not koina b'shus harabim, and Mashicha is not koina with money anyway, and you don't need daladamas for Mashicha anyway. I'm koina with Hagbah," and he picks it up. "I'm koina with Hagbah." End of story. Whose is it? Is it Reuven's, who would be very happy to keep it if he would know that he's allowed to? Is it Shimon's, who was trying to be kinder it, but he got his facts a bit wrong? Or is it Levi, who can only be kinder it if the first two have not been kinder it yet? So which one has been kinder the money? Not Bishop Sarabin, we'll see. So we'll talk about it, all relevant questions. So we'll begin with the Gemara in Bab Metzia Daf Yud. The Mishnah says, if someone sees a Metzia in the street, and nofal aleha, and he falls upon it to get it, and before he manages to grab it, somebody else comes and takes it. Says the Mishnah, the second person is koina, not the first. No, there's no simon on money. Yeah, there's no simon on money. And Amr Shlokish Mishum Abba Koin Bardula Arba Amr Shal Odom Koinus Loi Bechol Mokai. Says the Gemara, there's a din that four amos are koina. If a thing is within your four amos, then you can be koina in a similar way to Kinyan Chotza. You have a right to be koina things within Dalet Amos. So the Gemara has a problem. So what's pshat in this Mishnah? The person who fell upon the Aveda came within Daladamas. So why is he not koina? So the Gemara first suggests the following lashon: Kivan de nofal goli adaite de benefila nichale de nikna ba'arba amas lo nichale de nikna. Since he was trying to fall upon the Aveda, with this, he has demonstrated that he has no intention to be koina with Daladamas. He is intending to be koina with Nafila, with falling upon it, which is, by the way, not a Kinyan. But by trying to do Nafila and be koina with Nafila, he's shown he does not want to be koina with Daladamas, because either he's unaware of it or he has some reason why he doesn't like to be koina with Daladamas. And that's why he's not koina at all. He's not koina with Dalamas because he didn't want to be koina with Dalamas, and he's not koina with Nafila because Nafila is not a Kenyan. And that's why the second person is koina.
You're not koina with male, I'm just asking. You're not koina with male automatically.
There's no Kenyan without Das to be koina. So now, the Gemara continues that Rav Papa has a different approach. He says no. He says, Ki tekinule rabbonon arba amas ba'alma. He says the Mishnah is talking about Soda Balabais. It's a private place where he finds this Aveda. And there was no din of Daladamas in a private place. A place owned by a Yochid, a Rishus HaYochid. That's what Papa says. That's why you're not koina with Dalai Lama. So different teretz. And Rav Sheisha says, Ki tekinu rabbanon basimta. The whole din of Dalai Lama's being koina does not apply in a Rishus HaRabim, it only applies in a simta. What's a simta? It's a side of the Rishus HaRabim which was used for a person to stop and sell his wares and keep things and do various business, so that you were allowed to park there. But in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim you weren't allowed to stop, you're blocking the traffic. And Dalai Lama's you can only be koina in a simta. So we have the first suggestion of the Gemara that he had no intention to be koina with Dalai Lama's. Then we got Rav Papa, who says that Dalai Lama's doesn't work because it doesn't work with Rishus HaYachid, and the Mishnah's talking about Rishus HaYachid. And then you've got Rav Sheshes, who says Dalai Lama's only works in a Simta and not in a Rishus HaRabim. Says the Beis Yosef that the Rif, Rosh, and Rambam don't bring down the first approach of the Gemara, which said, Benefila nichale delikna, bedalamas lo nichale delikna. They don't bring down this answer of the Gemara that from the fact that he's demonstrated, he's trying to do a nefila, falling upon it, he's shown that he doesn't want to be koina dalamas. They don't bring that down. Why? Says the Beis Yosef, because they hold that Rav Papa and Rav Sheshes disagree with this assumption. And Rav Papa and Rav Sheshes hold that just because you are attempting to do nefila doesn't necessarily exclude being koina with Dalai Lama's. He's just trying to be koina. He doesn't know exactly how to do it. He thinks he's going to do nefila, but he doesn't realize he's already done Dalai Lama's, and that doesn't matter. And that's what the Rif, Rosh, and Rambam will hold. However, the Rashba does paskin like that Gemara, and the Rashba says, he says, if you did a nefila, you've demonstrated you're not koina with Dalai Lama's. In Shulchan Aruch, in Reish Samaches, Yifalef, the Mechaba paskens like the Rif, Rosh, and Rambam, that if a person did nefila, and if a person did nefila, and someone else grabbed it, then the second person will only be koina if it was a Rishus HaRabim, where Dalai Lama's can't be koina. But if it was a place where Dalai Lama's could be koina, even though the first person had intention to be koina with Nefila, it doesn't matter, he'll still be koina with Dalai Lama's. And the Rama agrees, and he says, V'dafka Rishus HaRabim, Avo b'mokim sha'arba amas koina is kono, v'loi gora mishum donafalao. It's not worse just because he was attempting to do a nefila which was ineffective. So it's quite clear the Mechaba and the Rama, although the Rashba is brought, it's brought that we do not paskin like the Rashba. So we paskin like the Rif, Rosh, and Rambam, who say just because a person is attempting to do one kinyan does not automatically exclude him being koina with the other kinyan which is effective. So that seems to be quite clear. So Rabbi Akiva Eger in Tshuva Lamed Zayin asks a kasha. And there's a whole arichas in Rabbi Akiva Eger, and this shir is based on this tshuva of Rabbi Akiva Eger. He asks a kasha that in Yevamos, Daf Nun Beis, the Gemara says, Oide b'nichse hager v'sovo shehu shaloi. He's not koina. Nichse hager, property which belonged to a ger, is the Gemara's primary example of things which are hefka. A ger who owned something and he died, he has no relatives, he has no yorshim, all his nechasim are hefka. So if somebody goes into nechse hager and he acts as if he is the owner, but the reason why he's acting that way is because he doesn't realize he needs to do a kinyan. He thinks it's his. I've gone inside, it's mine, and he doesn't realize he has to do a kinyan. He thinks it's his own property, says the Gemara, loy kona. He might be there for years and years, and he might have done all the kinyanim in the world. He's done digging and locking and whatever it is, but he's not koina, because he had no intention whatsoever to be koina. His intention was just simply, I thought it was mine. If somebody later comes along and does a maisa kinyan, then it belongs to the second person. As I say in the Gemara in Yevamos, and that's what we pass in the Shulchan Aruch, that Oider Benichse Hageh, someone who's hoeing, Benichse Hageh, Vesovo Shulo Shulo, he's under the impression that it's already his, Loi Kana. So Fretru Kiva Eger, how does that tally with the din we've just mentioned according to the Rif Rosh and Rambam, that if somebody thinks he's going to be koina with Nefila, and has no intention to be koina with Dalad Amos, he still can be koina with Dalad Amos, because we don't paskin like the Gemara that says, Golidaita de loylicha leiderikna. How do the two things tally? Because surely he does not have intention to be koina. Says Rukivega, there's a big difference between somebody who is trying to be koina, but he doesn't know exactly how, or he gets it wrong, and somebody who is not trying to be koina at all. So in the case of Oida Benichse Hageh, where he imagines it's already his, he has no intention to do a kinyan, he's not koina. And even if there's an umdana that he definitely would like to be koina, and he's done all the actions which would be necessary for kinyan, but we know that he has no intention whatsoever of doing any kinyan, he's not koina. But in the case of Bob Metzia, where there a person was attempting to do a kinyan, he got it a bit wrong. He thought you're koina with Nefila, but really he could be koina with Dalai Lama. Doesn't matter. As long as he has a general idea that he wants to do a kinyan, it doesn't matter that he gets it a bit wrong, and he is koina. That's enough das to be considered das to be koina. And that's why we paskin, like the Rif Rosh and Rambam, that he would be koina with Dalai Lama where appropriate. Clear? That's Rabbi Akiva Eger's answer. But then Rabbi Akiva Eger goes into many places, and we haven't got time for all of them. We'll try and go through a few of them and what's relevant to our Shaila, where there seem to be contradictions to this principle, and we have to answer them all. So, in Simon Reish, Seif Ches, in Shulchan Aruch, there's a machlokes between the Torah and the Raifas. The case is, somebody is buying tavur, he's buying produce. So the moicher puts all the tavur on the wagons, sends it, delivers it to the lekech with the chamoim, with the donkeys of the moicher, and it arrives in the house of the lekech. Or the lekeach takes the donkeys and the wagons into his own house. Hechnes halekeach es hachamoyim lebeisa im hatzvua she'alehem. He brings the whole lot into his property. Oysa meshicha ein eklum. That meshicha is nothing. That fact that he schlepped the tzvua into his property will not work, because it's on the kalim of the moicher. Because the tzvur is still on the wagons belonging to the moicher, the lekeach has not brought the tzvur technically into his own rishos, so he's not koina with meshicha. Afilu in posik adomim, even if they fixed the price, umodad hamoicher al hachamoyim leikona. And the moicher, the seller, has measured the amount, so everything's very clear what he's buying and how much it costs. He's not koina yet. The yesh misha oimer, but some say in modad loikeach alachamoyim. If the loikeach climbed onto the wagon and measured the, you know, see how many bundles we've got, which involves picking them up. Loikona shaloi nischaven lemeshicha veliknois b'medida zu. When the lekeach starts counting the bundles, picking them up, one, two, three, he's not intending to be koina at that point, he's just trying to see what there is. And even though what he has actually done is a hagbah, because he's lifted up each one, but because his intention is just to see what he's got, and not to be koina, so some say the lekeach is not koina. So he hasn't done meshich yet, because it hasn't arrived in his rishus. He hasn't done hagbah because he had no intention to do hagbah. That's the first opinion. And the Ramah says, v'yeish cholkim osvira lehu demodad lekeach kona. Some argue, and they say, if the lekeach measured, meaning counted and picked up the... So what, he is koina. Sorry? If he brings it into his rishos, then he's koina with Mashiach. But he didn't, he was on top of the wagon still. He hadn't yet actually brought it down into his rishos. So it's actually a machlekes Tor and Raavad. The Tor holds that this is sufficient, that the fact that he's trying to be koina by bringing it into his rishos, he hasn't yet been koina, he's measuring it to see the thing that he's going to buy, that's enough to be koina. And the Raavad says, no, he's not koina, because when he measures it, it's medida, it means he picks it up to count it, whatever, then he has no intention to be koina. So Rekiva Eger explains what is the what's behind the Machlekes Raavad and Tor. He says, the Tor holds that this is different than what we've just mentioned before of Oida Benichse Hager, that you've got to have intention to be koina. Because even though he's trying to measure it and pick it up, but in terms of generally, he's trying to get it for himself, and he's trying to do a Maisa Kinyan, and he doesn't know at what point he's being koina. Whether it's going to be a bit later when he takes it into his rishos, or now, he's not thinking about, like most people who go shopping, they don't know at what point they're koina. If you go to Halpern's and you buy some stuff, when are you koina? When you pay? No, Morris is not koina. When you put it in your trolley? No, you might change your mind and put it back on the shelf. You've no intention to be koina yet. When are you actually koina? So by the way, you're koina when you lift it off the counter where you pay. At that point, you're koina. Now, if they're going to do a delivery for you and you haven't actually lifted it up, and the person behind the till has got someone who puts it in the bags for you, and it's not your bag, then you have not been koina yet. Even though you paid, because Morris is not koina. And it makes nafka minutes. But that's just by the way. Most people are unaware of what is the kinyan, and according to Ricky Vega, it doesn't matter. As long as you have a general overall intention, I want to be koina, I want it to become mine, then whichever point it becomes yours, it becomes yours. That's enough for Daz to be koina. Says Ricky Vega, that's what the Tor held. You're picking up this Tvor on the wagon, and you're going to bring it into your rishos. That's enough to be called Das to be koina, and you're not focused specifically on trying to be koina with this. It doesn't matter. That's the Tor. The Raavad holds no. That since you are just measuring it, and the actual kinyan will, in his mind, will be when you take the Tor off and bring it into his rishos, so you have no intention to be koina yet, and it's like you're intending not to be koina now, because you are just measuring now, and you're going to be koina later when you get it in your rishos. So it's as if you had intention not to be koina. Everyone agrees if you have intention not to be koina, then you're not koina. The question is, how do you look at a person in this situation? Is it just like a general sort of idea, I want to be koina, or is it specifically, I'm trying to be koina whichever way I can?
If you're checking stock, which comes in, 10 different items, and you count 10 of those.
That would be similar to this, but in the case when you're checking stock, you're probably putting it in your rishos, in which case you'll be kind of becoming a chatzah.
Just checking off the pallet.
Checking off the pallet, and the pallet's going back to the moicha, so that would be the shayla. And the Ramal Paskin's your koina. But the Rikivega says, actually, there's another teretz to the Pshat in Simon Reish, Siv Ches, which he thinks is also an option, which is different than what we've spoken about till now. There is a concept of Das Acheres Makne, which means that even if a person who's doing a Maisa Kinyan does not have Das to be Koina, the Das of a Moiche or a Makne of someone who's trying to make him get it will be sufficient to make him be koina. This works for a cotton, for example, where he can't have das to be koina. But if he picks something up from someone who's giving it to him, and the person giving to him has intention the cotton should be koina, the das of the makna will work for the koina. So in a similar way, says Ricky Vega, if the moicha is selling it to the lekeach, and the lekeach is doing the medida, the moicha wants the lekeach to buy it, so the das of the moicha helps that the mice of the lekeach will be koina, even if the lekeach doesn't intend to be koina now. And that's why the Tor says you're koina. And it's different than Oida Benichse Hager, where there's no makne. A person just doing it on his own. There's no one who's been makne to him. Says Rikir Egan, what does the Raavad hold? And the Raiva holds, and this is very relevant to us, that because the person we assume has in mind to be koina later when he brings the Torah actually into his Rishos, it's as if he's got Daz not to be koina now, and that's why Daz Acheres Machina won't help him. Daz Acheres Machina will only help when you don't have Daz. But when you are intending to be koina later and not now, then Daz Acheres Machina won't help you. But if you don't mind being koina now, or you're not thinking about it, then Daz Acheres Machina will help. There's another case. In Simon Ayin Reish Hei, in the Tor Sifu base, and this is a very interesting case. We're talking about, again, Nechse Hager, this is the prime example of something which is Hefka, and somebody says, there's a nice piece of estate here, Ger's just died, he goes in and starts building. Now, what he doesn't know is, to be koina, pekinia chazoka, you can't do a chazoka by building, only when you get to the stage of Hamodas Delosois, when you make the building secure by putting the doors in and close the doors, at that point you're koina b'kinyan chazaka. But you can build a whole palace with all the bricks and all the building and you're not koina a thing. And this person's building away. And then a clever person comes along and just before the end of the building, he comes along and fixes in the doors. And he said, I'm koina with Hamodas Delosois. The din is the second one is koina and the first one is not koina. But, very good question. Good. What about all the digging he's done for the foundations? The answer is he had no intention to be koina then. He thought he was building a building. And when he builds the building, then it's going to come. Then it's his building. Then it's his. But he has no intention of being koina now. 1 minute. We'll come back to your point in a minute.
He's put scaffolding around it.
Doesn't help.
Because, no, he's closing it off. He's showing it's his responsibility.
Doesn't help. You've got to have modest losses. So, there's an interesting Ramah. The Ramah asks, who do the bricks belong to? Because to take the bricks, pick them up, and put them down for the building, if the bricks, let's say, were there, in part of the site of the Ger, so was he koina the bricks? Says the Ramah, he's not koina the bricks either. He's not koina the bricks either, and the Rikavega's Medag, that's what the Ramah holds in Shulchan Aruch as well, he's not koina the bricks. He spent years building this building, and he's not koina a thing. So says Rikavega, why is he not koina the bricks? Surely he has a general intention to be koina. So answers Rikavega, because there's a big time gap. His intention is to eventually come to a stage where he's finished up for building to Hamadas Delosis. So at the moment, he's intending to be koina later, not to be koina now. And therefore, that's not called a general intent to be koina. When do we say it's called a general intent to be koina if there's very little time gap? It's basically the same thing happening, just whether it's this the Kenyan, that's the Kenyan, whatever, I'm koina. So that's called intention to be koina. But if it takes a long time to build, like buildings take, and you're intending, whatever, in 6 months' time, a year's time, I'm going to do our modest losses, then we won't say that you've got intention to be koina now what you can. And then, taka, you're not koina. And that's a very important principle. Says Rikuega, this is only because it's Nechse Haget. If it would be a situation where you would have a Das Acheres Machna, then it would work. Because he's not against being koina now, he just doesn't have an intention to be koina at the moment at all. But if someone else would be Machna to him, then it would work now. It's not like Mufurusha Das, I do not want to be koina. It's just that I've only got intention to be koina later. So then Das Acheres Machna would work. There's another case which is problematic, and that's in Kuf Tzadi Ches Sif Yud Beis. It's talking here about being koina a boat, and a boat you can be koina with Masira, which means if you hand over the ropes to pull the boat along, that's called Masira, and Masira is koina b'shus Rabbi. If the ship is in a Rishus HaRabim, in a public place, the Moicha says, right, I'll sell you my boat, and he pays or whatever, and he didn't tell him to do a Kinyan. And the Lekeach goes and starts schlepping the boat along to do a Meshicha. Loi kana, he's not been kaina. Achim shechena kadino, mishusa rabim nesinta. He's not kaina mashiach mishusa rabim. So pulling along the boat is not kaina. He's got to go and bring it into a rishus hayachid, or into a simta, in order to be kaina. Af api sheniknis b'masira b'rishusa rabim, even though you're kaina with masira handing over the ropes b'rishusa rabim. And in order to achieve Masira, you don't actually have to have the Meicher handing over the ropes of Keach. As long as the Keach picks up the ropes, it would be called Masira. Afila Hacha, says the Mechaba. Even so, Kivan Shehischelim Shoich, because he has begun doing a Mashicha, Kvagilo Bedaitoi, he has demonstrated Shaina Rotzeliknes Bechazaka Zushu Machzik V'Tosba Ela Mashicha. He's demonstrated he doesn't want to do Mashicha, he wants to do Mashicha, and he's not Koine yet. So that sounds like the Gemara in Bab Matzir, which we said we don't paskin like. And in fact, the Makar of this Machaba is a Rashba. And the Rashba is the one who does paskin like the Gemara in Bab Matzir, that if you demonstrate you want to do one kinyan, it means that you don't want to do the other kinyan. So Rabbi Kiva Eger in Hagos and Shulchan Aruch says, Ayin lekamom, simon reish samach ches v'agav v'tzorachim. And what he means to ask is, we paskin like the Rif Rosh and Rambam, that we don't say, when you do a nefila, you've demonstrated you don't want to be kinyan with another kinyan. No, you can be kinyan with whatever goes. So why over here is the Mechaba paskening like the Rashba that you're not koina because you are attempting to do a Mashicha? We haven't got much time left, so I'm going to be very makatza. And basically I think that although Rabbi Kiva Eger in Hagos remains with a question, but if you look in the Pesachei Tshuva, he brings the Mishnah Lamelech, who says a Teretz, and the Rabbi Kiva Eger in that Tshuva, Madur Kama Lamed Zayin, actually brings the same Mishnah Lamelech, even though he doesn't bring the case of Shulchan Aruch. And I think Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Tshuva answers this question. And the answer is as follows, and it's quite a fine point. When do we say it doesn't matter? If you try to do one kinyan, then you koina with the other kinyan. That's if it's not part of it. To do a mashicha here, what do? You pick up the ropes and pull it. Because masira is the haschola of mashicha, it's the beginning part of the mashicha, and the person's trying to do a mashicha, that's like he's not wanting to be koina with the Masira part. Because why is he carrying on? He should just stop there. In the case of the Gemara, there's two independent things happening. There's Nefila and there's Dalet Amos. So just because you're attempting to do one, might be happy to do the other. But if you're trying to pull the boat along, you've picked up the ropes and you're still going to pull, you've demonstrated in this action that you don't want to be koina with the first part of the action, because it's the same action. And you could be koina just then. What are you carrying on for? LMI, you've demonstrated that you're not being koina with the first part of the action. Like the Lashon HaMechaba, Kivan Shehischelim Shoich, because you've begun the Mashicha, then it makes it worse. It's not like having two kinyonim and you get it wrong. Here, it's the same action of pulling it along, which involves a masira and a mashicha. You're not koina till you do the mashicha, because you're trying to do the mashicha. Well, he's intending to. The Mechaba says he was intending to take it le mashicha. Holach halikech u'moshach. He went to do mashicha. He didn't realize that he could have just stopped there and done masira. He thought, I'm going to do mashicha. But that, by wanting to do Mashicha and starting the whole process, he's not being koina. And if that's the Pshat in Rikiv Eger, then all the cases, Shulchan Aruch, I haven't got time for all of them, but all the cases are answered. So now I'll just quickly go back to our Shaila. When Reuven picked up the £50 note in the street, he thought he was going to do Hashavas Aveda. He had no intention to do a Maisa Kinyan at all. So he is Oide Benichse Hageh. Because he had no intention, because he had intention, he thinks he's going to do a mitzvah and giving it back, but no intention to be koina. Although there's an asivus about iteration test, we don't have time to discuss, but lemaisa, Reuven is definitely not koina. Shimon, Pashtus, he picked it up with intention to do the wrong kinyan. He thought he's going to do Mashicha b'shus rabim. He didn't realize it could be koina by the fact that he's picking it up with Hagbar, but he was doing Mashicha. That is like the din we just mentioned. Because he's picking it up to pull it along, and the picking up is the haschala of the pulling it along. So he won't be kainah with Hetzer HaGvayah, with Mashiach. HaMashiach won't work because it's Rosh Hashanah Rabbin, so Shimon won't be kainah. Levi will be kainah, because Levi did HaGvayah. The only thing I want to end off with is, which I'm taka not sure about, it could be Shimon is kainah. Because although Shimon picked it up to pull it along, when he pulled it along, he stopped and gave it to Levi. At that moment when he stopped, and he was under the impression that now I've been kainah, he was kainah b'HaGvayah at that point. So, the HaGvayah at the beginning of picking it up to go along, he won't be kainah with that. But maybe at the end, just before he hands it over to Levi, maybe at that point he's kainah b'HaGvayah, because he thought he was being kainah with Mashiach. And it doesn't matter that he got the kainah wrong if it's at the same point in time. So perhaps Shimon would be kainah at that point.
Yeah.